May the word of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Today we're going to celebrate another baptism. I'm so grateful that God is at work and present at all times and bringing these young babies to our congregation. Amen. Thanks be to God. In my opinion, when we first arrive at a newly appointed church, you know, the first thing we do is to discern its culture and people and community and its history and vision for the church. And as a leader, should not put God in a box and ought to give God what? God-sized vision. Because that God can work with. Don't put God in a little box for God to work with. Amen? I hope you understand what I mean. As I have already emphasized at the last baptism, it is very meaningful to have one because we can renew our covenant with our God. My former professor, I was attending four different seminaries. So my former professor at Fuller Theological Seminary, Reverend Ray Anderson, says in his book called On Being Human, it was given a subtitle, an essay on theological anthropology. It's about people, right? It says, covenant, quote, covenant means relatedness as a core value of human existence. Race, color, and social status are all accidental to our humanity, nor essential to it. It touched me, and he was the one who inspired me to continue my education at my late age. You have heard from today's Gospel of Mark that Jesus exercised new realm of authority through exorcism, and Simon's mother-in-law, who was sick with fever, got up after Jesus healed her, and what it says in the Bible, immediately she began to wait on them. So in terms of covenant renewing, what does it mean? First of all, the core is willing spirit, which can be renewed because it is an essential aspect of being human. Let me read it, remind you from Psalms 51, 10 to 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Holy Spirit is with us all the time to sustain us. That's a willing spirit. A second fundamental need of human personhood is for belonging. Love is the content of that which we recognize to be the core of human relatedness. Bible says, it is not good that the man should be alone, right? In Genesis. So Jesus is uniquely God's chosen one, the begotten Son. And Paul calls him the firstborn among many brothers in Romans 8:29. Jesus is the firstborn among many brothers. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. This is the elected way, the ordained way, and the only way. By no other name under heaven can one come to know God. Amen? So accept the man Jesus Christ, that, you know, it says in Acts 4:12. So if this election is the theological motif corresponding to the need for affirmation, covenant that we are making, renewing, is a theological paradigm for core humanity experienced as relatedness. So koinonia, I hope you heard about this koinonia. In other words, fellowship. That means through the incarnation, the divine word gathers up estranged humanity and binds it back into the fellow following God experiences within his own being, unquote. I hope you understood. Incarnation, Jesus Christ, right? Of a divine, by divine word, according to the Gospel of John, and gathered and estranged humanity and binds it back into goodness of God and fellowship that God has experienced and teaching us. Remember the story, the Mary's dramatic act of anointing Jesus with her expensive perfume in the Gospel of John? It's a very famous story. The today's story of Simon's mother-in-law's willingness to serve after Jesus' healing connects me to Mary's story, which both allows us to think of offering ourselves with a spiritual gift. We do all have different spiritual gift that God has given to the Lord. Every time when I read the scripture, the Holy Spirit leads me to a different perspective of the verses, even if it was the same verses. That's why you read again and again, because every time it's different. That's the beauty of reading the Bible. I hope you encounter, and that's the revelation of God, your personal relationship. If you don't have any more quiet time, at least 15 minutes a day, you won't be able to meet God yourself. So Mary's anointing is a prophetic act of Jesus' kingship. She poured everything on her in his. So what did Jesus say? Let her do. So we all know that Mary is a Lazarus sister who now appreciates Jesus after having his brother resurrected. I'm connecting all this with Easter, resurrected. At the same time acknowledging formally the Jesus as king. Jesus is the gift of God to us, and he constantly acts on revealing the grace and truth of God. Amen. So I'd like to share a story of my own. I believe it was in 2008, before I was even graduated from the seminary. I was riding a train to come up here to New York, and that fast train, I happened to sit with a person across from me. She was an Indian student. And we started to have a conversation. And as I was introduced myself as a seminary student, at my age maybe, that was a little bit odd. She started asking me questions. I'd like to share one question she asked me. I assumed that she was not a Christian. I don't know if maybe she was Hindu. I do not recall what she believed anyway. The question was whether she will end up in hell because she's not a Christian. It's a good question, isn't it? My answer was this. Since it is a gift, if you do not receive it, it is not yours. It's a gift God is offering to everybody. God is a loving God. God is not a condemning God. God is offering to everybody. If you don't receive it, it's not yours. She must, you know, she seemed to have understood it and satisfied with the answer. So we all believe salvation by faith through grace. Amen? By faith through grace. And this is a saving grace, so which is the same for everyone. But what about serving grace? Serving grace. Spiritual gift. It is different from one person to another. Everyone has their own gifts. Diverse. What is your serving grace? Spiritual gift back to the Lord. We've got Jesus Christ as a gift from God. Do you think you have anything to give back to the Lord? Oh, yes. Can you think of anything more meaningful than discovering God's will for your life? Who am I? Why am I here in this earth? Dietrich Bonhoeffer was written a big, long poem when he was in prison. Who am I? I understand that you have some of you studied Bible study group. So what is the meaningful purpose that you are here in this earth? And discerning God's will is so important through the Bible. Because we are all different. God comes to you in different moment and God's timing in different way. I have never imagined myself standing here preaching to you. Amen. So discernment, purpose of our gift to prove what is the God's will and what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans, according to Romans 12:2. Spiritual gifts are not the fruit of the Spirit. We are all familiar with the fruit of the Spirit. Kindness, gentleness, and spiritual gift, it's not the same for everyone. It is neither self-gain nor divisive. It is for the unity of the church. And it is for effective service for the Lord. How can we be prepared in this most important season of the year for the best interest of the body of Christ? With a new pastor. So that is one of the reasons that we have decided to hold a special fasting prayer vigil during 40 days of Lent. As Dawn said, the children's sermon, only one meal within 40 days. How can you not do it? Please sign up. By doing this, we may empty ourselves to be holy instrument. We are about to receive the power of Easter. We're getting ready. And if we only worry about things to be done, and we won't be able to enjoy the joy of resurrection. So let us think of our gifts back to the Lord in this Lent. Our gift back to the Lord. Jesus comes to wish the best for his people, as well as to offer them unity and harmony with himself and each other. And that's what he wants for you and me. There is hope. So Thomas Keating defined Greek gift of the Spirit in his book called Invitation to Love like this. There are seven gifts of Spirit: reverence, piety, knowledge, fortitude, counsel, understanding, and wisdom. These gifts are activated by dismantling straitjacket of false self. Not you, false self. So that the communication of a divine light and love may be received with ever increasing clarity and fullness, unquote. So church should take on the personality of Christ as all members interact with love and compassion. So when each part, members and gift, participate fully, and the church unmistakably reveals the real presence of Christ. Amen. Let me finish with this closing prayer that I encountered. You gave us life, and joy is our gift back to you. You gave us faith, and the countenance is our gift back to you. You gave us body, and health is our gift back to you. You gave us time, and how to use it effectively is our gift back to you. You gave us eyes, and to see this world with biblical worldview is our gift back to you. And you gave us mouth to speak graciously is our gift back to you. And you gave us ears and to listen carefully is our gift back to you. You gave us hands to work hard with them is our gift back to you. And you gave us feet to run for our calling is our gift back to you. And you gave us home and to make it heaven is our gift back to you. And you gave us husband and wife and to love him and her dearly is our gift back to you. And you gave us children to raise them your way is our gift back to you. And you gave us church to serve. With royalty is our gift back to you. And you gave us computer and to use it effectively is our gift back to you. And you gave us Bible and to use to meet you personally is our gift back to you. Oh God, you have given us an immeasurable gift to us. Now it is our duty to think of how to wrap this gift for you and return it to you until we meet you at home again. We pray all this in precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.